Red Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 50th Carlo Vivari International Film Festival, and I'm joined by filmmaker Alexis Alexiou, who is presenting his great film Wednesday 4:45. So thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Would you like to start off by telling our listeners a little bit about the actual story of the film?
Well, I would say it's a film noir, a gangster film set in Athens, Greece. It's a story of a man running a jazz club, who, so to speak, owes money to the wrong people.
Right.
Yeah, it's a pretty simple story.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. But the structure is pretty ambitious because it actually follows the time and chronological order, and it's divided up by these different times and these different events that happen over the course of only a few days.
Yeah, well, the idea is that the protagonist is given like a deadline, like 32 hours to find a solution to pay back the debt or give away the club. So the film is chronologically set in the 8 or 9 chapters until the final moment, which is also established by the title of the film, 04:45, that's a.m., when we have the final, let's say, showdown. Yeah.
And was it a difficult structure to work with in terms of writing the screenplay, but also in setting the rhythm for the film?
You know, because the film is set within a specific time limit, that is, in a way, you're limited by specific options. I mean, you have to, let's say, follow one. You have to, more or less, the idea is that you have to describe on paper. When I was writing the screenplay, I had to put on paper what would be the last, let's say, 32 hours of this guy's life. So you have to follow a rather linear structure. But then again, I also wanted to find a way to somehow also play with that structure along. I mean, during that very specific time frame, I wanted to somehow find ways and deviate into sometimes into a non so linear, let's say, narration of the events. Well, also the idea was also because it's a gangster film, it's a crime film. The idea was also to play a lot, to play around with the conventions of the genre, mm-hmm. and find a fresh way to do, you know, a Greek version of a film noir.
As a film noir, actually, it deals a lot with the characters, who are very ambiguous in the sense that you don't know whether you like them completely or you don't like them completely.
Yeah, that was something I wanted to do. I really hate when genre films are all about good versus bad guys, good guys versus bad, because in real life you don't get that. I mean, good film noirs are usually about people. In the gray, I mean, you know, in the gray areas of morality, you know, it's you don't really have good or bad guys. The question of ethics is kind of irrelevant because, I mean, one thing is that in the film, I believe there are no actually bad guys at all. I mean, even the bad guys, so to speak, are rather okay guys, I would say. Yeah. So. You can say that also the protagonist, the hero, is actually the bad guy. You know, in a way that the main antagonist is himself. He's struggling against himself. He's the worst enemy of himself in a way.
An ultimate anti-hero.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And listen, there's a lot of themes that are examined within this film noir structure. One of them, of course, is maybe the first one we can talk about is the economic crisis, which it becomes a representation of, a very clever representation of.
Yeah, of course. What I wanted to do, I wanted to make, to do obviously a genre film, which is kind of unusual in Greece. We don't really have a tradition in genre filmmaking. Mm-hmm. Or film noirs, or but also because film noir is also the a very particular genre that actually allows a lot of social and political subtext. Mm. And because we live in very political times, of course, and there's a lot of things going on in Greece at the moment, I really wanted to make a political film as well.
Yeah. And use the film noir genre to kind of raise all these issues and different things.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you can say it's the film also plays as, in a way, one could see it as an obvious, I would say, metaphor or, in a way, allegory, yeah to the situation in Greece.
Sure, yeah.
But it's, I believe the film raises a lot of serious issues in regard to the situation in Greece and the overall social and economical status quo. But also, I do believe that it possesses a lot of humor and irony at the same time.
Yeah. Sure.
So it doesn't really, I mean, it's a serious, it's a film about serious stuff that doesn't really take itself too seriously, in a way.
Kind of there's a bit of satire in it, and it was delightful to see that was so. And I guess another theme that I read in the film was, I found it very interesting to see that the main kind of thing that the leading character is trying to save is a jazz club. And I wondered whether there was a specific choice behind it being a jazz club, and maybe a comment on culture and art.
Of course. Well, the funny thing is that nobody listens to jazz in Greece, you know. So I really wanted I really liked the idea that the protagonist is pursuing a chimera, you know. He's trying to set up a jazz club, to run a jazz club in very stressful times financially, but also it's something that he's it's an ambition that is meant. I mean it's you know. It's hard to succeed.
Even he says, like, you know, people would say that I was crazy when I told them that I was opening a jazz club.
Yeah, exactly. So it's also because, you know, it's also, I would say, a comment, an ironic comment on the contemporary Greek culture, because, you know, I would say that Greece somehow is experiencing, has always experienced an identity crisis, let's say, because it's a country torn between Western and Eastern culture. So it's a country totally confused about it, what it wants to be, in a way. So it seems funny to me that, in a way, that the protagonist Stelios is actually trying to, you know, to set up things of himself as a jazz club owner that, you know, in Athens, it's quite funny.
Yeah, an ambassador of something that is almost not meant to work.
Yeah, exactly.
And as a film, as a modern noir, I really admired the cinematography. There's a lot of dark in it, and there's a lot of neon lights and all this, you know, all these different things that make the film look beautiful. And I was wondering whether you could spare a few words on the visual style of the film.
Yes, I really wanted the film to look very stylized, in a way. You know, another thing is that because a lot of contemporary Greek films I believe, the way I see it, found an interesting way to depict, to photograph or Athens. I mean, the landscape of the city. So film noir is also usually, I mean, film noirs are about also the environment, you know. Yeah. So, let's say films about the city, And I really wanted to find a very different or unique, distinct way to film Athens in a cinematic way. It's something that we don't usually get to see in contemporary Greek films.
Yeah, and another great touch was also the soundtrack, which a lot of it is made up of old songs.
Yeah, exactly. Again, it's some sort of ironic comment on the identity crisis of Greek culture, because you know during the 60s there were a lot of pop jazz songs, quite popular at the time, and in a way it was those kind of songs and this kind of culture very much influenced by the West was like an alternative that in a way Greece didn't really manage to follow, you know. Mm-hmm. To go that route, and things somehow went the other way.
It's a very clever film, and it's a great film. I have to say, it's been one of my favorites of the festival, so I thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Thanks very much, and I wish you all the best. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.